And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Raymond Felton has to be the most out-of-sight, out-of-mind player in the NBA. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. A few years ago, I was in New York to see the Tar Heels play at Madison Square Garden. After parking in the deck across 34th Street, I walked toward the elevator and saw this giant white van wrapped from bumper to bumper with a picture of Raymond Felton, then the point guard for the Knicks, having a great season. Trust me, the wrap was even a bigger image than Ron Stutz on the WCHL van. Felton was the toast of New York on a team that looked like it was finally getting it together after years of missing the playoffs. The fans loved him, and Felton showed the same grit and grinded-out style he displayed as Carolina's national championship point guard in 2005, averaging a career-high 17 points and 9 assists for the Knicks. Felton had begun his career with the Charlotte Bobcats, which is like playing with Muffy after you've hung out with Rin Tin Tin for 3 years. But Felton did lead Larry Brown's Bobcats to their first playoff appearance ever before signing as a free agent with the Knicks. It sure looked like he had found a home in the Big Apple. So what happened? The Knicks traded him to Denver after 54 games of the season, and Felton split time with fellow former Tar Heel Ty Lawson, who recently signed a contract as the highest paid member of the Nuggets. Then after the season, Felton was shipped to the Portland Trail Blazers, which is so far away I'm not even sure they still are in the NBA. Are they? No one was really sure who ran the Knicks the first time, but whoever is in charge now brought Felton back this month to become their starting point guard after Jeremy Lin signed a ridiculous offer sheet from the Houston Rockets for having the greatest two-week run since the U.S. Olympic hockey team at Lake Placid. Lin was off spectacular, but he is not the proven pro like Felton who can withstand an 82-game season and score while he gets the ball to the right people. Last time, Felton did not play with Carmelo Anthony and only had a half season with Amari Stoudemire. Hopefully, coach Mike Woodson, who took over for the fired Mike D'Antoni, will see the wisdom of giving the ball to Ray and getting out of the way. Now that Felton's back in sight, he'll be an NBA star again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.